101.1 KRMD, Shreveport Bossier's home for the best variety of country and the hottest stars, multi-platinum artists. This is, by the way, congratulations on all the huge sales of kerosene. It's like platinum. Gotta love that.
I do. I absolutely do. And now I wanted it to go platinum before Crazy Ex came out, Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, just because, I don't know, it was a little personal goal, and it did. So
yeah. Speaking of goals and bets with Blake, and tell me about that bet.
Our albums came out the same day, and I don't know, we didn't know that until like a month before. It was a total coincidence, but we had a bet about who would win. We are very competitive. We make bets on everything and compete and everything. Friendly, of course, but, you know, we said, well, since our albums are coming out, let's have a wager. So he decided that if he won, if he sold more albums than I did in our first week, that I would have to be his slave. But I thought it meant, he told me that it was like working on his ranch. He was like, you need to bring your work boots. But then somehow in all his interviews, that part fell off and it was just slave. And I don't really know what that meant. So it scared me a little, but I didn't have to worry about it because my part was, you have to take me on a vacation that you plan and pay for. And so hopefully he's planning it as we speak.
I saw it came in at number one, but he was like number two, right?
I outsold him by 4,000, so okay. Not too bad.
So it wasn't that big.
No. But I'm so proud of him. I mean, number one and two albums in the country, in country music, was great.
It's got to be incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely love that. And tell me, I understand you love dogs.
I do.
And you have Delilah.
I do.
Tell me about...
She I got her about 5 months ago at the Humane Society in the Smith County Humane Society in Tyler. And I just went over there. That's my charity that I give to. And I went, whenever I'm home, I try to go and walk the dogs and see them and meet the people that work there and the volunteers. And so I went to walk the dogs, make a donation, and I ended up bringing home a dog. I didn't mean to, but she's awesome. She travels with us, and she's flown already like 5 times and been to 8 states, and she's a rock star.
Now that you're so successful, you can actually bring her along with you, and you don't have to share a bus with 9 different guys now, right?
Oh, it's great. I love them, but they, you know, we had been in one bus with like 12 of us for a long time, so getting to last summer was really good. We just got kind of could spread out, you know.
I think that's when you know you've made it.
Yeah, I mean, it was a big deal because we were about to kill each other. I think.
We talked about the videos. You're so beautiful. I know you hear this every day.
Well, thank you.
But all of your, Toby Keith, you're going on tour with Toby Keith.
Mm-hmm.
He's in the movies. You thinking maybe aspirations to be an actress? Because you could do that easily. No.
I really don't. Huh? I don't see that happening for a long time. I'm not going to say never, but I really don't even like making videos that much. And it's only one day. And it's a 3-minute video. So it's like, I just can't imagine spending months and months in front of a camera. It's just not really who I am. I love music. You know, that's what I'm
about. And we love your music. There's no doubt about it. Okay. Do you mind if we ask you to play a record?
Sure.
How about Gunpowder and Lead?
Okay.
Okay. Now, let me get my shotgun sound effects ready here.
All right.
Are you ready?
All right. Here we go.
Hit it.
Straight for
That is the future of country music right there, buddy. They're just all outside the studio. They're clapping and hollering. And the Academy of Country Music new female vocalist, Miranda Lambert. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
It's so sweet of you.
I'm close, so it's not too far to drive.
Lindale, Texas.
My grandma was begging me to drop her off at the casinos on the way, but I told her no.
Well, I think the closest it will get to you guys is San Antonio, Texas, June 1st.
Yeah.
If y'all want to make the trip down there, it's certainly worth it. I've seen you with Dierks and Keith Urban and George Strait. Going on the road with Toby Keith. Anybody that you'd like to tour with in future?
Well, looking for Kenny. I'm waiting on Kenny to come to me and just say, Miranda, would you please tour with me? So we'll see what happens. You know, I think that that's a really great tour, and I love Kenny Chesney. So, actually, I was going to tell you, we're going to be in Dallas, too.
Really?
Not too far. So it's July the 1st with Toby.
Excellent. Dallas, Texas, July 1st. We'll have to send some folks over to that trip. Very exciting. Okay, I can't let you get out of here because, can Hillary be president? Can we have a woman president? Do you like Obama, Bush, anybody?
I'm not really involved this year. I'm just really, I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence about everybody, so
I won't answer that question either.
I don't know.
It's still too early.
Yeah.
But I had to ask.
I have no idea.
Miranda Lambert, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
KRMD and Red.